Hello and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright. Today, we're going to talk about taking accountability. That seems to be a subject and a topic that sometimes we struggle with. But anyway, when you're personally accountable, you take ownership of what happens as a result of your choices and your actions. So you don't blame others, and you don't make excuses, and you do what you can to make amends when things go wrong. Things will go wrong in life. See, to become more accountable, you have to make sure that you're clear about your roles and responsibilities. If your mindset is that you're at least 85% responsible for your success, and that just that 15% depends on the way the wind blows, you'll likely be successful, maybe. But if you blame your problems and failures, big or small, personal or professional, on other people, circumstances that are beyond your control, or just plain bad luck, you may be doomed to fail. See, accountability is something every person hopes to embody. And when it comes down to it, it's a behavioral trait that I've found a number of people struggle with, including myself. It's somehow easier to point fingers and to blame another person, or if you're in a professional setting, another team member, when things don't go as planned. Often, I've found that people who fail to take accountability were not, you know, really was not intending to be malicious, but they sometimes get stuck in a victim mentality and struggle to understand how they contribute to the less than optimal outcome. But no more. See, people who believe that their choices, actions, and behaviors drive the majority of their success versus depending on outside forces, which they can't control, tend to be far more successful. Conversely, if we depend or if we blame, you know, the obstacles we face, whether they're personal or professional, big or small, on other people, then, you know, we're probably likely to fail. See, taking accountability isn't just a mindset shift. It's a learned skill that everyone can develop, but it takes a little bit of practice. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to talk about ways that you can become accountable. Like I said, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. And as I just said, it's a mind shift for you. And it's also a behavioral trait. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back in about 30 seconds, and we're going to talk about a three-step process, because taking accountability is not as easy as 1, 2, 3, but it is a three-step process and how to get started with doing it. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Okay, welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm Vonette Wright, and today we're talking about accountability and how you can become more accountable. As I said before break, Accountability is not as easy as 1, 2, 3, but it is a three-step process and you have to have ways to get started. So we're going to start in with it. Number one, you have to be responsible, basically taking responsibility. And responsibility is not something that you do. It's a way of thinking and a way of being. See, when you're truly responsible, you believe that success or failure is up to you. Even if you work within a team or you're in a relationship and you're blindsided by some unforeseen circumstances, you own your commitment to the result before the fact, before you even take action. So how do you get started with that? Well, one, you become responsible either way. See, it's easy to claim responsibility when things go well. You know, when everything is great, oh, we can definitely claim and we were responsible for that. But it's hard when they don't. A truly responsible person, however, accepts responsibility either way. So the next time you take on a project or you're entering into a relationship, be 100% responsible for the outcome. Not just a little, not just somewhat, not just pretty much, own it 100%, good or bad, there's no wiggle room. After that, recognize your power. See, you already have the ability to be 100% responsible. Every one of us does. Yet most of us don't even realize it, or at least we don't want to admit it, that we alone have the power to manage our lives and our careers. Sure, you can give that power away, but that is a conscious choice and it doesn't happen without your permission. I did a episode of The Hand That You've Been Dealt when you're giving over your power to someone else. So recognize that you have the power. And the third thing when you're getting started with this for responsibility is deal with what it is. Think about it. When was the last time you were able to change the past? I know I haven't. It doesn't matter what should have been. It matters what is happening now. And see, that will save you the trouble of figuring out who's to blame or worrying how things coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know that, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. How that could have been only if something had gone differently. Well, it didn't. And that makes your choice a cinch. How do I want to react to the situation that is? Okay. Now, number two, self-empowerment. Big word, self-empowerment. See, there's only one kind of empowerment, and that is self-empowerment. Unlike granting authority, empowerment comes from within. When you empower yourself, you take the actions and the risks to achieve a result and get what you want. Rather than waiting for someone to declare you empowered or give you that one lucky break, you step outside of your comfort zone and you make things happen. And answers for the outcome will arrive. How do you get started with that? Well, you have to manage your expectations. See, the most direct route to self-empowerment is to be clear about your expectations, not only what you expect, but also what is expected of you. To do that, you need to ask questions. You need to make agreements and clarify everything. So you can do this both in business and in your personal relationships. In business, you want to be clear about everything, even if you have to get it in writing. It's just like your job. You get in, you have a job description. If this is in a relationship, then you're taking the data, you're looking, you're observing, you're asking questions when you're in your relationship. So always clarify everything. Otherwise, if you don't do these, you'll run the risk of suffering the source of all upset and many missed expectations. Now, the next one under self-empowerment and how you're getting started with this is take back your time. See, this is one that we really kind of have a little bit of a struggle with. No is an empowering word. So every time you utter, I can't say no, or I don't really want to do this, ask yourself if you can't or if you're willing not to do it. See, take back your time, in other words, you get rid of those to-do list things. You know, you have, you know, this to do, you've made a list. I've got a list for this and I've got a list for that. What you can do is schedule things over. You know, I always say you can't cram 12 hours of a workday into 8 hours. So stop trying. And estimate time realistically. So let's face it, a lot of tasks and the things that we choose to do may take us a little longer than what we really anticipate. And time is very valuable. It's something that you can't go back in, and sometimes we don't have enough of it. So take back your time. Number three, under self-empowerment, is sing your own praises. See, because you're now trying to become accountable and you're learning how to be accountable. It doesn't come overnight, but here's one, sing your own praises. It's an all too common mantra. See, we'll say one day they're going to notice how good I am. They're going to recognize what I do, you know, many times at work, but even in a relationship. And I don't get the recognition I deserve, or they don't know how valuable I am to them. Not. See, take stock of your own personal talents and your triumphs, and let the higher ups or your significant other know who you are and how you contribute. And that will be done by your ways and your actions. Now the third one, personal accountability. See, unlike responsibility, that's the before, and self-empowerment is the during. Now your personal accountability, this is the after. It's a willingness to answer for the outcomes of your choices and actions and your behaviors. See, when you're personally accountable, you stop assigning blame. I like that. You don't do that should have on people, and you don't make excuses. Instead, you take the fall when your choices cause a problem. In other words, it's taking ownership. Tell the truth. See, everybody messes up sometimes, but lying about it or trying to cover it up always makes it worse. There are no exceptions. So save yourself some time and don't tell a lie. Nobody believes them anyway, not even you. Well, if you're lying to yourself, okay? The next one, are you accountable for your actions even if nobody holds you accountable or nobody catches you? Good question. You bet you are. So be your own accountability cop and police yourself. On the long and winding road of life, choose accountability at every turn. And I'll put this note in here. When you do this, you can also get yourself an accountability partner. That means it's someone that you trust, that is honest, that is not going to judge you, but hold you accountable for the things that you may say or things that you even do. It does work. Here's the third one. Look to yourself first, because all of this begins with you. See, when troubles arise, and they will, look first to yourself. Ask yourself four specific questions. What is the problem? What am I doing or not doing to contribute to the problem? What will I do differently to help solve the problem? And how will I be accountable for the results? You know, it's the old saying that I always say, if I can't be part of the solution, I will not be part of the problem. See, we sure can't control everything in our lives, but how we engage, operate, and respond by taking accountability is a significant contributor, aiding us in achieving the results that we seek. You know, this was a big one for me because when looking through some of the challenges that I went through in life and, you know, understanding what got me in some places, I had to really look at me. And, you know, when we turn that mirror back and it's looking at us, sometimes we don't like it. But in order for us to grow and elevate to the person that we strive to be on a day-to-day basis, we do have to take accountability. And just like it says, good or bad, 100% of the time, we have to be accountable. So I'm going to leave you with, of course, three quotes. But one is not really a quote. But the first quote is this: accountability is not only what we do, but also what we do not do, for which we are accountable. And the second quote is, the truth about taking accountability, it starts with being honest with yourself. That's really, really profound. And I really like that. And as always, I'm going to leave you with Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. Until Friday at 4 p.m., be kind to yourself and be kind to someone else.